With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Welsh-born Bernice Rubens has been read by readers in Britain for many years. Her novel, Brothers, is now out in the United States. It's the story of six generations of a Jewish family, starting in Tsarist Russia and spanning 150 years. To research Brothers, Bernice Rubens went to Moscow to talk with Soviet Jews and immediately ran afoul of the authorities.
They followed us, the usual business. And we were told not to go into people's houses.
But Rubin saw the Jewish dissidents anyway.
We met them in all kinds of parks and squares. So I know Moscow parks and squares very well indeed.
About to leave for Leningrad, Rubens and her friend were picked up and ordered to leave the USSR immediately.
I refused to go without a letter from them stating why we were being sent away, which clearly they weren't going to give.
She was held incommunicado at the airport.
They shoved us into part of the departure lounge, which was not occupied, because if there's going to be any rough stuff, they don't want the public to see. And they kept us there the whole day under guard, nothing to eat. I wasn't frightened, actually, until the dogs came.
Rubens was able to smuggle a note to some passengers about to leave on a flight to Britain.
We were being rather foolish, I think, when I look back on it, because they could have just put us away.
Rubin says that finally two Soviet thugs physically removed her and her friend.
They just carried us onto the plane. It was an unpleasant experience.
2 years earlier, Bernice Rubens had been ejected from South Africa.
Here am I. I've been thrown out of two diametrically opposed systems, and I'm the same person.
Writer Bernice Rubens, who won the prestigious Booker Prize in Britain. Americans can read her novel, Brothers, published by Delacourt. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Bernice Rubens is a prominent British writer, the author of a novel called Brothers, which has been published in the United States by Delacourt. She was born in Cardiff, Wales. Rubens might have been an American had her immigrant father, unable to speak English, not been cheated at the docks.
They got their tickets in Hamburg, where there were touts and dishonest men. And they said they wanted to go to America because America was paid with gold. They were put on a boat. And they might have arrived in Cardiff where my father arrived, or in Scotland where many arrived, or in Hull, under the impression that they were in New York. It happened very often. I mean, it seems an incredible story, but my father actually believed for 3 weeks that he was in New York. And he was treading the ungold pavement of Cardiff.
Rubens went to the University of Cardiff. She wrote her first novel, set on edge, when she was 30. Her novel, The Elected Member, won the prestigious Booker Prize in 1970, and that meant major changes in her life.
What the Booker Prize meant was foreign rights, American rights. One can't live as a novelist in England just on one's English rights. It's impossible. You have to sell abroad, and especially in America. And that's the difference the Booker Prize made to me.
Rubens lives alone in a quiet London flat where once a week she plays cello with a chamber group. She says she is going to go back to the smaller themes that marked her earlier novels. What is her advice to aspiring writers?
You've got to stay sitting, because sitting down is the act of commitment. That's all it is. It's sitting down, it's getting the first sentence out, and hoping that the first sentence will generate the next, which usually does. If you sit.
Bernice Rubens, her novel Brothers is a big one, the multi-generational story of a single Jewish family spanning 150 years. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.